If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Candidate crosstalk.
First of all,
Bernie,
let me go.
Coronavirus warning in the U.S.
We really need to be ready everywhere.
Plea deal for grandfather in cruise ship death.
That will spare him from going to jail, and he is expected to get probation.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaif. And a week before Super Tuesday and its treasure trove of delegates, the Democratic presidential candidates fought it out in a South Carolina debate. Correspondent Steve Dorsey in Charleston says the showdown on CBS was a feisty, freewheeling affair.
I'm not out of time. You spoke over time, and I'm going to talk. Here's the deal.
A combative Joe Biden reclaims his time in a state where he's promising victory.
I intend to win South Carolina, and I will win the African-American vote here in South Carolina.
But it was knives out for the race's early frontrunner.
I'm hearing my name mentioned a little bit tonight.
Bernie Sanders was criticized for his Senate voting record on gun control, praise for Cuba, costly health care plan, and electability by moderates like fellow Senator Amy Klobuchar.
I like Bernie. We came in together to the Senate, but I do not think that this is the best person to lead the ticket.
And Pete Buttigieg.
Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump. Think about what that will be like for this country.
Michael Bloomberg called Sanders a Putin pawn.
Vladimir Putin thinks that Donald Trump should be president of the United States, and that's why Russia is helping you get elected, so you'll lose to him.
But Bloomberg faced his share of attacks, including from Senator Elizabeth Warren, who recalled the discrimination she said she faced while pregnant as a teacher.
At least I didn't have a boss who said to me, kill it. The way that Mayor Bloomberg
never said that.
Have said to one of his pregnant employees.
Bloomberg was also criticized again for allegations of workplace harassment.
If it bothered them, I was wrong, and I apologize. I'm sorry for that.
He also apologized for controversial stop-and-frisk policing policies as New York's mayor, while Tom Steyer called himself an advocate for minorities.
I believe I'm the only person on this stage who believes in reparations for slavery.
I'm Jim Crisul in Charleston, South Carolina. Many Democratic voters, including Benjamin Powers, see their party's presidential candidate's quest as a marathon, not a sprint.
Oh, it's a horse race. So it's going to come down to those that have already, some have made their minds up. So I think it's still a race to the end.
Powers told me he's never seen so many Democratic voters unsure of who to support.
Well, federal health officials are warning Americans to prepare for an outbreak of the coronavirus. This came after President Trump and others in the White House said things are under control in the U.S. Dr. Ann Schuchat of the CDC tells CBS This Morning preparation means schools should have closing plans and employers should map out ways people can work from home.
There can be what's called a popcorn pattern where one community has an outbreak and another doesn't. So we cannot predict exactly where there may be community transmission. We can't say for sure if we will get community transmission, but based on what we're seeing in Europe and the Middle East, we think it's more likely than we thought a week or two ago.
There are 57 known cases in the U.S. now. Overseas, an American military man has the coronavirus. CBS's Cammy McCormick is at the Pentagon.
This is the first case among American soldiers based in South Korea. A soldier based at Camp Carroll has tested positive. He's been moved into isolation at a U.S. Army hospital. Officials are now looking at who this soldier had contact with and what locations on base he visited. There are 28,000 U.S. troops in South Korea.
This is Mark Phillips in Italy, where the police cordon set up to try to contain the virus in the north of the country is apparently leaking. The number of coronavirus cases is up 50% in a day to well over 300. New cases have now spread from the north across the whole country and to other countries, Austria, Croatia, Switzerland, France, and Spain. Another unrelated cluster has emerged in Iran, where an unwell-looking deputy health minister, Irad Jarirchi, who had downplayed the outbreak of the disease there, has now admitted he's got it.
Markets in Asia and Europe continued their sell-off. The Dow lost nearly 900 points yesterday. Market indicators are now pointing a bit higher. We're hearing from one of the jurors who convicted Harvey Weinstein this week in his rape case. CBS's Jerika Duncan has more on what she's saying.
I felt like my heart was literally going to pop out of my chest.
Juror number two told Inside Edition tensions in the deliberation room were very high.
Every last woman that took the stand, I wish them the best. I hope that this is now a chapter that they could close.
The focus now shifts to Los Angeles, where Weinstein faces four additional felony charges for rape and sexual assault dating back to 2013.
Harvey, you messed with the wrong women.
Women who call themselves the Silence Breakers said they hope in the city where the Oscar-winning producer built his career, he will find himself a convicted felon once again.
There's a court hearing in Hawaii today for the woman arrested last week on a warrant from Idaho. Lori Vallo wants a judge to reduce her $5 million bail. She's facing child abandonment charges. Her two kids vanished back in September. An Indiana man's accepted a plea deal in connection with the death of his toddler granddaughter last year on a cruise ship. CBS's David Begno says Salvatore Anello has released a statement about his decision to plead guilty to negligent homicide.
I took a plea deal, Anello said, to help end part of this nightmare for my family. Anello went on to say, at the moment the accident happened, it was as if this wall of protective glass disappeared. I was in complete disbelief. I wasn't drinking and I wasn't dangling her out of a window. I just wanted to knock on the glass with her as we did together so many times before.
This has been a very difficult process for the entire family.
Mike Winkleman represents Chloe's parents.
With the criminal chapter closed, they can really grieve as a family and really then set their sights on continuing to raise awareness about the dangers that took Chloe's life so that this doesn't happen again to another child.
Fire broke out overnight at the largest oil refinery on the West Coast. There was a blast before the blaze at Marathon Petroleum. It caused part of a freeway in Southern California to be closed for a while. A toy in high demand is impossible to find now and might turn out to be scarce by the time we get to the holidays at the end of the year. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
A week after it made its debut at the New York Toy Fair, Baby Yoda, the animatronic version, is sold out until December. The must-have doll from Disney's The Mandalorian streaming series giggles, babbles, sighs, raises its arm and closes its eyes, all for $60. Disney's online store sold out of stock within 24 hours. Shoppers have gobbled them all up at Walmart, Target, and Amazon, too. You can still pre-order for the holidays at GameStop and Entertainment Earth. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Wednesday, the 26th of February. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.